The sound.
The sound of.
The sounds of Cambridgeshire.
And all the music you love.
BBC. Radio Cambridgeshire.
And a very good morning to you. Hope you had a nice weekend and welcome to the Jeremy Salas Show here on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Also, we have an open door policy. If you are doing something for the benefit of your neighbourhood, your community in Cambridgeshire, Peterborough or just around our borders, then give me a call and we will make time to speak to you on the radio and let everyone else know about it, what it is that you're up to. And today that includes Rachel from the Merry-Go-Round Toy Library in Romsey, Cambridge. Rachel, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So you've been on hiatus during the pandemic, is that right?
It is, yeah. We did a little bit of a click and collect session just for people to come and borrow toys, but not to stay and play. But otherwise, we were pulled totally. So we've restarted last September and it's going well, but we just want lots more people to kind of know that we have restarted and we're there for you to bring your children to come and play and to borrow toys if there's stuff that they want to borrow.
And it's as easy as that, is it? I mean, I speak from experience going back a few years now because it was just up the road from where I lived and my children used to love it. And, you know, they could they could play with something and they could sort of like try, well, not before you buy, but it's a bit like that. You know, they try out a toy and we go like, do you want to take that home? And they go, what? Yeah. I can take that home. Yeah, you can take it home for a week. They loved it.
Yeah. And that's essentially how it is. If it's available in the cupboard, then it's available to borrow. People have to be members, but it's £1 for a lifetime membership. Otherwise, it's the cost of the toy, which is anything from 50p for smaller toys or £2 for like the trampoline, which we bought recently.
You bought a trampoline?
We did. We bought a trampoline. We had one ages ago and then it got broken in the pandemic. And so we replaced it recently because kids loved playing on it in the sessions themselves.
And this isn't something you take home. This one, it stays at the community centre, does it?
You can take it home. Some of the larger toys tend not to get taken home as much because you have to have the space for them, but you can take it home and it just costs that bit more.
What amazed me from my experience with my little ones that we managed to, because quite often toys and games have all different pieces in, we always managed to find the pieces. You know, they weren't swallowed or, you know, stuffed down the back of a sofa. That must be a challenge though, I imagine.
It is, and there are some toys which can kind of go missing. But no, generally we do surprisingly manage to keep hold of them. I think people respect the fact that it's a service for everybody and they do their best to kind of bring stuff back in really good condition or nice and clean because they want to borrow stuff in that condition. And we understand that, you know, it's difficult, so we don't say you must do this, but you know, it's obviously helpful when people do bring stuff back in good condition with all the pieces so we don't have to keep buying stuff again.
Are you still operating out of Ross Street Community Centre?
We are, yeah. So we operate on the first and third Fridays of every month, kind of from 10 to kind of 11:30, 11:15 sort of thing. And then, as I say, people can bring their children or the children they're looking after, stay and play, or just nip in, borrow some toys, take them home again.
Okay, how can we help you? Other than letting people know that you're there then on the first and the third Friday of every month, what else can we do to help you out?
So obviously we've restarted after the pandemic, so we're a little low on volunteers at the moment. It'd be great to kind of have people who want to get involved in helping to run the Toy Library to contact the merry-go-round toy library at googlemail.com and let me know that you're interested in volunteering.
And what does a volunteer do? What do you have to do? Wipe down the toys when they come back? What do you have to do?
So the main thing is to kind of keep an eye on the toys in the toy cupboard and help to book them out as well. It's nice that there's two or three people every session, and then perhaps not every volunteer has to come every session, but helping to tidy away the toys at the end of the session, helping to get them out at the beginning of the session, helping to kind of keep track of are there any toys missing, and just helping to book them out and talking to parents, maybe offering them teas and coffees, that kind of thing.
Nice. What is it that you're trying to achieve, or what did you set out to do there at the Toy Library?
So really what it's it's two things really what we're trying to achieve is, firstly, to help people who may not be able to sort of buy their children the toys that they would like to buy them, but they would still want their children to be able to play with toys. And so it's there as a kind of like little service. So, you know, your children don't have to lose out just because you haven't got much money. You can still come and borrow toys for low price and take them home. Children don't tend to play with toys for that long anyway. They might get bored with them after a few weeks and then bring them back. You know, so it works sometimes as well as buying them anyway. The second thing, I suppose, it's better for the environment. You know, if we're not having to kind of keep throwing away toys every time our children get bored of them, then it just helps to reduce that impact.
Yeah, particularly if they're made of plastic, as you know, unfortunately, yeah. So many toys are. Let's see them get lots of use. So the email address, merrygoroundtoylibrary, all one word, at gmail.com. Is that right?
That's right, yep. And then there's a Facebook as well, a website address, which is www.camstoylibrary.org.uk.
Excellent. Rachel, really good to talk to you. Keep up the great work there.
Brilliant.
And thank you for
sharing
the message. You're welcome. Very happy to do that and to do that for you as well. You may be doing something completely different, but you're doing it to raise a smile or to raise money or just to make our part of the world a better place. Our streets, our communities, our neighbourhoods. Just get in touch. Open door policy. Just quote that and we'll squeeze you on. We'll find time to get you onto the show and then you can tell your message to tens of thousands of other people. The email address, jeremy.salis@bbc.co.uk.